The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome to our top stories this hour. I've got a lot of local news. I have some breaking news in a minute. Should I tease breaking news and then not do it right away?
That doesn't sound... An abuse of breaking news.
Yeah, that does not sound either journalistically nor presentationally responsible.
I mean, it's breaking news to us, but it's actually been there for a couple of hours.
No, it's breaking news. Come on. It's breaking news. But it's not such important breaking
news. I'm not fake news over here.
I got some other stuff ahead of it that's bumped it.
So what is it?
What, the breaking news?
Yes.
I'm going to do it in a few minutes.
And it's not breaking news.
Yes, it is. It's breaking
Dory's
news.
Breaking news.
It's absolutely
Dory's
breaking news.
Dory's version of breaking news.
It's breaking news. Okay, but I got a couple other things. First of all, can we please stop with the whole people pretending to believe in climate change? And don't get me wrong. I think, now that I'm looking at my rundown, almost every story in The Big Lead is somehow tangentially related to climate change.
You know where I just was?
Including our breaking news.
Dory, you know how I was just in Alaska?
I do.
Do you know, and I was looking at the glaciers. Do you know what they told me while I was looking at the glaciers?
What?
That more than 90% of the glaciers in Alaska are either shrinking or there are, well, some stagnant, but that they all seem to be showing evidence of warming.
Of course, it's summertime.
No.
Of course there's evidence
talking about
of warming.
Over years and years.
It's
ding-a-ling.
Flipping August. That was like the story we had last week, that they said that on Greenland, which is the second largest ice sheet in the world, they said it was just this incredibly irresponsible CBS story. And they said half of it is showing signs of melting. And there's like a quarter inch of melt on top of a 3 kilometer deep glacier. And it's July or August. So, no, look, I've never said there's not an evolving planet. What I'm saying, Ursula, is that Jay Inslee doesn't believe in climate change. The celebrities who claim that that's what they're all about and that's their philanthropy, they don't believe in it. If you truly believed in it, Jay Inslee, who, by the way, is part of our breaking news coverage that's coming to you in 5 minutes on the Dory Monson Show.
Breaking news tease ever.
Jay Inslee, if he believed in climate change, if he believed it was real, he wouldn't be flying around the country with this huge entourage on an ego mission for an impossible dream of being president. He just simply wouldn't do it. You wouldn't live your life that way if you thought, truly believed in your heart and soul that you were contributing to the greatest calamity in the history of mankind. You just wouldn't do that. And I'll give you another example in the news right now. Not quite breaking. This is a... this would be continuing coverage. So, did you hear about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? So, they have, in the last 11 days, they have taken 4 private jet trips. Well, there are few things that spew more carbon emissions than a private jet. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they always talk that they care about climate change. And it turns out the place they were flying, they were going from England to Nice, where Elton John has an estate. And Elton John has just tweeted about this. Because everyone's calling them out, saying, wait, you say you care about climate change, but you take 4 private jet trips for pleasure in an 11-day period. So Elton John just went on Twitter and said, I am deeply distressed by today's distorted and malicious account in the press surrounding the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's that's a tough one for me to
it
say.
It is.
Because I'm a lisper anyway. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex's private stay at my home in Nice last week. After a hectic year continuing their hard work and dedication to charity. How hard is it when you got handmaids who do everything for you? Okay. Elton John, about the Duke and Duchess. After a hectic year continuing their hard work and dedication to charity, David and I wanted the young family to have a private holiday inside the safety and tranquility of our home. To maintain a high level of much-needed protection, we provided them with a private jet flight. To support Prince Harry's commitment to the environment, we ensured their flight was carbon neutral by making the appropriate contribution to carbon footprint.
What'd they do?
They make a donation to some fraud, you know, carbon neutral. You can buy offsets. Look.
That is something I wholeheartedly agree with you on, though, in regards to the climate change. The optics and the people not realizing that.
But it's because they don't
undermines.
They don't. They don't.
They believe in it,
know.
But they're not walking the walk and talking the.
Because they don't believe the talk. They don't believe their own talk. If Elton John can afford to buy carbon offsets, so Harry and Meghan Markle can fly on a private jet. If they all cared about the environment, then they wouldn't fly on the private jet. They would still plant trees and try to save the planet, not keep things neutral. They'd actually try to make it better.
But because they're hypocrites doesn't mean it isn't happening.
No,
I mean, there are things that you can look and see and go, okay,
that's what I'm arguing.
There's
incremental change that man will adapt to as we have over the millennia. But they do not believe, Jay Inslee doesn't believe that climate change is real. Elton John doesn't believe it. Elton John wouldn't live in a state mansion in Nice. He'd have a little 2,000 square foot flat in Brooklyn if he really believed this. He wouldn't be spewing all of these, you know, carbon spews. Oh, wait a second.
What exactly was that?
I have no
little
idea.
Eruptions.
I have no idea. Shoot, I forgot that since we were talking about Elton John
but
jet said,
okay, but there was some breaking news.
I was going to finish the Elizabeth Warren sound, but I couldn't get to it first. No, I'll get to the breaking news. Wait. So Elton John, he was singing about jets like 50 years ago. He doesn't care about the planet, for crying out loud. That's all. Oh, holy moly. This just in. We have some breaking news that is just coming to me now.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Whew, this must be hot. Uh-oh. Remember when Jay Inslee, he thought that he had a one chance to really get among the leaders in the Democrat primary. And it was with climate change. And he said that we need just a debate on climate change alone, that's what will put him over the top.
This is the right thing to do because this is the existential moment. It is our last chance.
But why were you turned down? What did they?
The DNC chair said that it was impractical, and I just find that kind of more than shocking. What's impractical is having 8 feet of water over your head when you're a farmer in Iowa. What's impractical is having your town burned down like the 25,000 people in Paradise, California. We can chew gum and work at the same time. We need to have a chance for the voters to decide who's really got the chops and the passion and the commitment to get this job done.
Okay, so Jay Inslee was pushing for a climate change-only debate. And finally, CNN said just a few weeks ago, you know what, we're going to do a climate change debate. But here's the big uh-oh. Jay Inslee apparently is not going to qualify for the climate debate on CNN. According to his poll numbers, which are zero, and his lack of fundraising, Jay Inslee will not qualify. And remember when he was even asking for help so he could get to the next debate?
We should elect a president who doesn't deny clear climate science, but in fact makes defeating the climate crisis the number one priority of the United States. And that's what I have pledged to do. And that message is actually gaining momentum. We've had over 45,000 new contributors since the last debate. We're just a few thousand away from getting to 130,000. In fact, if anybody wants to make sure this message is on debate, they can go to jayinslee.com.
Oh, yeah. Just send him a buck. That's all we need to do. And we could get Jay Inslee to the next level, and he could go over the top. Is this brand new audio, the one you're just...
Yeah, the one at the top there.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I mean...
Inslee,
yeah.
Now... Those were weeks ago, those sound bites. But now he is not going to make the climate debate.
You mentioned your donor threshold, but you're also polling at 0% in some of the latest surveys, which isn't enough to make the next debate stage.
Which isn't enough? He could have a billion times that number, and it wouldn't be enough.
Coming up here. If you're not able to get on that stage, what's your plan for your campaign?
We just plan on success. We are experiencing that. Like I said, we've had this huge burst. We finally got some debate in the second debate about climate change. I'm hoping the national...
Whoa. Where's the huge burst? Have I missed something? Is there really a huge burst?
He mentions it.
I follow the news fairly closely. Have I missed... If you know where the huge burst for Jay Inslee is, would you text me? Please, the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973, because I have missed his huge burst.
No party will have a debate on climate change, and I think the fact
we can come on the MSNBC forum coming up.
Well, there you go. Well, we're signed
on
up.
Climate change.
Love to be there, but I hope people do want to have that in the next debate by keeping me on the debate stage. And go to jansley.com. We're just a thousand short to make sure that I get that threshold. That'll be good.
Wow. He's delusional.
Well, you have to be.
No.
He has to come on and say that.
So he's going to continue to spend millions of tax dollars of the citizens of this state for his 14-person Washington Patrol protection detail. He's going to continue to burn, I don't know how many thousands of pounds of carbon so that he and his entourage can fly around the country, because his ego is more important than the greatest existential threat to ever face mankind? Look, he doesn't believe in what he yaps about. Climate change is not real, according to Jay Inslee's own actions. Jay, oh gosh, this is always hard. It's always hard to have these conversations with those you love. And, oh, I love Jay. Jay, are you driving right now? Are you in the state? I don't know if you're in the state or if you're out of state campaigning, but I know that even if you're out of state, you always listen live to the Dory Monson Show on the Cairo Radio app. So, Jay, I want you to just take this to heart. It's over, okay? Come on home. We'll play a little more basketball, okay? You can start releasing those state patrol agents to just watch our roads. You can save the citizens of this state millions of dollars in just that. You can start helping heal the planet by letting all of your staffers and hangers-on and toadies, you can let them go. They'll get real jobs where they're actually producing something, maybe, and where they're doing something productive for the world. And it'll all be better, Jay. And I know it hurts. I know that you've thought about being in that Oval Office behind the desk that your hero Donald Trump used to sit at. I know it hurts. You've thought about having the Secret Service give you some real cool code name. Ooh, what would Jay's Secret Service code name have been? Text me that one, too, would you? At 98973. And, Jay, I know you've thought about all of those things. You've laid in bed at night. Maybe you've even had a little dream about it. And you've gotten so excited, you've even had just a tiny little bit of tingle dripping down your leg. But that was just a bladder issue. So it's over. Come on back. Come on back home. Washington, my home. Okay? It'll all be fine. We don't all become president. We've only had, 44, 45 of them? That's it. You're not going to be on that list. It's okay. Up next in the big lead.
The big lead. Update.
I wanted to update you because remember a week ago Friday, there was a 13-year-old girl who was a climate zealot, and she took a can of spray paint and spray painted a huge black letters on the beautiful stone on the steps going up to City Hall in downtown Seattle. And it was something like strike for our future. And then she was arrested by the police, handcuffed.
Get her. Get him out of here. We're not going to play this game. Take him to the precinct.
Screaming, what the bleep, and gets handcuffed. Well, she spoke and again was down at City Hall. And I said after this, I said, you know what? Her parents, and I didn't know anything about her parental situation. But I said, if her parents are on board with this, with their daughter running around with some 25-year-old climate zealots in the middle of a Friday afternoon and mindlessly taking a can of spray paint and saying, I thought it was chalk. And she doesn't read a can before she does thousands of dollars worth of damage to City Hall. And plus, I heard her speak at the city council last Monday, and there was another 16-year-old girl who spoke, and they both talked about their anxiety over climate, their terror over climate, that they're not going to have a world. And I said, what a horrible thing to do to these children. Instead of exposing them to someone like me who can say, you know what, you're going to be fine. There'll be some incremental change to the world. Humankind will adapt. No, I'll say mankind just to trigger them. But mankind will adapt to whatever incremental change there is. And you'll be fine. Everything's fine. Jay Inslee's lying to you. Al Gore lied to everybody about this. They all did it just to try to become powerful and wealthy. But instead, they get terrorized by these zealots. And so I heard the girl and her mom, Channel 4, ComoNews.com, talked with 13-year-old Zoe about her arrest.
I had never been so terrified in my whole life.
Yeah, she did a little press conference on the sidewalk, and she was upset that the cops cuffed her.
They didn't have to go the lengths that they went to, such as using handcuffs. I feel that they escalated the situation.
I forgot about that. You know what that reminded me of? Such as. Remember who used the phrase such as?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to pull the Miss Teen South Carolina, but I forgot to ask you for that. You do already?
Yeah.
How'd you do that so quick?
I knew what you were looking for.
Okay, here.
I can just play it.
Okay, let's do a little compare and contrast, though. Here's the spray paint girl. I had to reload. Here we go.
They didn't have to go the lengths that they went to, such as using handcuffs. I feel that they escalated the situation.
The police escalated the situation by using handcuffs on her. But I just like the phrase such as, because it did remind me a little bit of this. I thought you had it ready. Do you have it? I thought you had it.
And the Iraq everywhere, like such as, and okay. I believe that they should.
So, and then her mom is upset too. Is she upset at her daughter for doing thousands of dollars worth of damage to City Hall? No.
It felt extreme, especially when you had a young child who was being completely compliant, was clearly contrite, and not a threat to anybody.
Yeah, except taxpayers. I talked to a city official who said, yeah, it's probably thousands of dollars to clean that up because you got a crew that has to spend hours scrubbing the spray paint off. It's thousands of bucks. So. But it's not a little angel's fault. And the girl's upset at the cops because they were excessive because they used things such as handcuffs. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
And by the way, we've reached out to the girl and her mom, and I would love them to come down to the studio, sit in here, have a conversation about all of this. And I'd be very nice to them, but we haven't heard back from them. But we'll try. We'll try to get them on. Okay, news and then awesome audio next. By the way, thank you to all the listeners. I'm checking the text line. And we had that soundbite with Jay Inslee where he's not going to make the debate, and he said, he was talking about his burst.
You mentioned your donor threshold, but you're also polling at 0% in some of the latest surveys, which isn't enough to make...
Not some, by the way. In every latest survey, he's at zero.
...make the next debate stage coming up here. If you're not able to get on that stage, what's your plan for your campaign?
We just plan on success. We are experiencing that. Like I said, we've had this huge burst.
We've had this huge burst. A bunch of listeners said, yeah, that was his bubble. Okay, well done. Let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
Okay, at number three, MSNBC talking about when Trump called his own supporter fat, thinking that it was a heckler. And the MSNBC panel was just delightful.
Number three.
He attacked a man who turned out to be one of his own supporters. I don't know that there are many schools in America where you could bully somebody like that and not get suspended.
Yeah, that's probably calls for a timeout in a lot of preschools in America.
But if that's how you laugh, you really didn't think it was funny and really sounds phony.
It's calls for a timeout.
And then Al Sharpton was blasting Trump's mental acuity with a real mentally challenged way of saying it.
When you look at the fact that Grandpa is not sitting home reading the paper, but he's on the front page of the paper, and that Grandpa is the football with the nuclear bombs mechanisms near him, this is frightening.
Grandpa is the football with the nuclear bombs. Bombs mechanisms. Well said, Al. At number two, okay, I promise this. So Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, she's the one who claimed to be a native or American Indian is what she wrote, trying to use some minority status to climb the professional ladder. The phony that she is. She actually had the audacity. She went before a Native American group this morning. And she apologized for lying about being one of them.
Number two.
Anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes.
By the way, that's a mistake to lie about your ethnicity to climb the ladder of academia. That's quite a mistake. That's like conniving. That's calculated. That's a little more than a mistake. Oops. Oh, did I write down American Indian? I meant to say Caucasian.
I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot.
By the way, she's Hillary Clinton. Her tone of voice and her condescending, I mean, everything about her. I'm so much smarter than you. I will take this tone where I'm always kind of scolding, even when I'm supposed to be apologizing. Is that going to win for her?
And I am grateful for the many conversations that we've had together. It is a great honor to be able to partner with Indian Country. And that's what I've tried to do as a senator.
Oh, man. That was her big apology today. Yeah, that'll get her over the top. And then at number one. A guy's going through TSA security in Rochester, New York, and one of the TSA workers hands him a note, and he couldn't believe what the note said.
Number one.
I got handed a note. I didn't really think of too much of it. I just kind of kept going. I had about 10 minutes to get to my gate. That's kind of what I was focused on at the moment, so I just kept going, and the woman kind of like called back to me. Are you going to open that? Are you going to open it? Are you going to look or something like that?
Eventually, he opened it, and the workers started laughing.
Oh, it said, "You ugly," with three exclamation marks. You really don't know where somebody is in their head.
Oh, my goodness. This guy's Caucasian. The worker was African-American, and I say was because she's been fired. Can you imagine what a lead story that would have been on every newscast, every newspaper, if it was reversed? But she's been fired. Those are our favorite sound bites of the day, and today's sign is coming up next.
Head down
the stretch we come. What a day. What a show. What a show. What a day. What a way to start off the week. I'm encouraged for the week to come when we kick it off like today. And we're not done for today because it is time for today's edition of
Today's Sign That the End Is Near.
Today's sign the world is soon coming to an end. Remember several years ago, Seattle experimented with super toilets, $500,000 pods, and I told every city official who would listen that they would become dens for prostitution and drug dealing. And then Seattle spent millions on these toilets, put them around the city, and they became dens for prostitution and drug dealing. So Seattle had to take them out because people were having sex and using drugs. But I'd talk to the people in San Francisco who had tried the equally stupid experiment there, and they told me what was going to happen here in Seattle, and it did. So they're always trying to figure out, how do we provide toilets for the street drug vagrants but not have them turn into dens of iniquity? Well, now a company has come up with toilets, $200,000, that they say will discourage any inappropriate sexual activity. At the sign of any suspicious or violent movement, sensors will automatically open the stall doors and sound a high-pitched alarm with a spray of cold water jets soaking the user inside. The floors will also be weight-sensitive to make sure there's only one person in the stall at a time. And then I think that if you have a, you know, real weight issue, it's like the old joke on the scale, one at a time, please. That seems very insensitive to me. But yeah, so if there's any violent motion in these robo-toilets, they will squirt you down with cold water. Now, if your sexual proclivities like getting squirted down with cold water in the midst of the act, well, these toilets will just be the destination for you. Welsh Town is the first to install the anti-sex toilets. So we'll find out how that works, and then I'm sure that Seattle will be spending millions of tax dollars on them before we know it. Today's sign story number two. Female scientists are striking a blow for their gender. In particular, the science is paleontology. And there is a photo exhibit at Cal Berkeley that shows female paleontologists wearing fake beards to highlight alleged gender bias in their field. The photos of the faux bearded fossil scientists are now on display at Cal Berkeley. It's called the Bearded Lady Project. The things people will spend their energy on. The Bearded Lady Project tries to show that you don't have to be a man to love field work and contribute to science, according to the Berkeley news release. The project was started by a professor, and their motto is challenging the face of science, one beard at a time. Does this make any sense to anybody? If women want to strike a blow for women in the field of paleontology, why would they put beards on their face? Why wouldn't they just show, hey, look, I'm a woman, I'm succeeding. And by the way, how much gender bias is there if all these women who are paleontologists are in the field, but they're alleging gender bias in their field? But just show that you're women and you're working in the... Why would you dress like a man to somehow illustrate gender bias? None of it makes sense. Everything's stupid and backwards these days. Okay, and then finally in today's sign.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on
a booty call went bad in New Jersey. Where a man called up a woman, or he texted her actually, at 4 a.m. saying he wanted to have an encounter. But then the man fell asleep before Tyja Russell arrived at his house. She was intent on having a hot date anyway. And she was offended that the guy had fallen asleep after texting her. So Tyja, according to court documents, went to a nearby gas station, bought lighter fluid and a lighter, and then went back and set the man's house on fire with him inside. When she got back to the house, before she set it on fire, she called the man 8 times, but he didn't pick up. She then allegedly texted the man, "I see you wanna die, and you wasted my money to come out here." And then the house was set afire. Police say the home and the contents were completely destroyed. They were able to save the man and the man's dog. I don't know how to feel. I've been on both ends of this. Oh, I've gotten a lot of booty call texts at 4 a.m. only to find the sender asleep. And oh, I've sent a lot of booty call texts at 4 a.m. only to nod off shortly thereafter. So I don't know whose side I'm on here. I can see both sides. And that's really the beauty of me and my radio show. Balance. And all of this is today's sign. The end is near. I gotta get out of here. I have simply said everything that I have to say for this afternoon. But I'll think up a bunch of great stuff for Tuesday's show. Kenny, Mike, and Todd are coming up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hello.
Please clap.
Thank you very much.